Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord, glory be to God, amen. I'm telling you, that song just really puts you in such a mode of worship, amen. It just puts you right there, amen, because he's worthy of the praise, he's worthy of the honor, he's worthy of all of the glory, amen. We just give him thanks on today. We give him praise. We worship him. Glory to God, because truly he is so worthy of the praise, is so worthy of the honor. Amen, Jesus. We can just count our blessings. Amen. Name them one by one. Just count our blessings and see what the Lord has done. Amen. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on today, bringing us together yet again. Amen. On this day that he's made, and we're grateful. We're rejoicing in it. Glory to God. Amen. We have breath in our bodies. We have a soundness of mind. Glory to God. And we just come to give God praise. Glory to God. Listen, we pray that you came with intentions on today. Glory to God. Intentionally that you have come to hear from the Lord. Intentionally, we pray that you come, amen, with your heart open, your spirit open to receive of him, to receive another touch, amen. Glory be to God that he can breathe upon you, that he can give you direction, amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, just one-stop shop, amen. When we come into the presence of God, amen, we're in the fullness of joy. Everything that we need is in his presence. Amen. So we just want to say welcome. We just want to welcome you on today. Glory to God. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Glory to God as our listeners are all coming in. We just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you, glory to God, and tell you to be intentional. Amen. We don't want to waste time. Glory be to God. But we come for purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. We've come here to this line for purpose. We've come here believing that the Lord is going to meet our every need. Amen. So we're very intentional about being here. Amen. And we want you to be intentional about being here. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to get all you can all you can get. Amen. Glory be to God, because the feast of the Lord is really going on. Amen. And we thank God for it on today. As you're coming in, people of God, we want you to go ahead and turn around and text a couple of people and tell them to come and join you on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Text a couple of people. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Send out a group text or whatever. Amen. But tell them to come and be a part and be here with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, because truly there's a word from the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus, there's a blessing from the Lord for you on tonight. Amen, and we just thank God. Amen, we thank God that you've come. Amen, but we want you to compel someone else to come. Amen, as our listeners are continuing to come in, we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, glory to God. We are spanning the globe. Amen. Expanding the globe, telling people about the good news. Amen. There's a lot of news that's going on in the earth. We know that there is, but we thank God for the liberty of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God that if you're bound, you can be set free. Amen. Glory be to God. And this is what we're here for. Amen. Spreading the good news that Jesus still saves, that he still loves you, amen, that he cares for you, amen, glory to God. So no matter what situation you find yourself in, glory to God, come, Come intentionally, amen, to hear from the Lord, amen. Come intentionally expecting change. Glory to God, because God is able to do it. He's able to turn situations around, amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, if you would, go ahead and send out those text messages and let someone know that the PNN is here, that we are live, and we want them to come and join us. Amen. And we again say welcome, welcome, welcome as our listeners are coming in. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Amen. From the continental U.S., amen. All of the states are here, amen, of the United States. We thank you. Amen, Jesus. We get dinged. Amen. So that means that in every state, amen, somebody is listening. Isn't that amazing? Glory to God. So we give God thanks for that. Amen. For each of you, amen, that are listening across the United States. And we always like to give special recognition to our international listeners. Amen. Amen. We always like to give special recognition to our international listeners. Amen. Glory to God, each and every country that's represented. And we know that this is not all. Amen. But the list is continuing to grow. And we thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God for our listeners in Africa. Amen. In Nigeria, South Africa. Glory to God, Uganda. We thank God for our listeners in Nassau, Bahamas. In the Tortola, British Virgin Islands, we thank God for you. We thank God for our listeners in China, in Brazil, in Bermuda, in Canada. Amen. Those in the UK, we thank God for each of you. Amen. We thank God for our listeners in Lebanon, in the Philippines, in Jamaica. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Whether you are listening individually or whether you are listening as a group, as a ministry, we thank God for you for tuning in, amen, to be a part of the Prayer News Network, amen. Glory to God, we pray again that you're intentional. We pray that you come believing God for something, amen. Glory to God, because we believe by faith, amen, that God can do anything, but what he will not and cannot do is fail, amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for the you faith believers. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Glory be to God for each of you as you're continuing to come in. Amen. Go ahead and text somebody and let them know that we're here. Amen. As we always say, each one reaching one. Amen. Invite somebody to come. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, because I'm telling you, God has been feeding us. Glory to God. He has been doing us well. He has been healing and delivering. Amen. We hear testimonies. Glory be to God of the goodness of God and what he's doing by his word, by his spirit. Amen. And we thank God for that. Amen. We thank God. We're just grateful to be a part of his program, of his platform. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because he could have given it, amen, placed it into someone else's hand, but we're just so grateful here at the Prayer News Network, amen, that he has placed it in our hands, amen. So we're grateful for that. We're so very grateful, amen, and we just bless him. We bless him. We bless him for all that he's doing. We bless you. Thank him for you again for coming. We bless the Lord again for you coming, amen. Glory be to God to be with us, to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we ask you to go ahead and send out text messages to a couple of people, let them know that we're here. Amen. Invite them to come and hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. Amen. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus. It is recorded. You can get a copy of it after the broadcast. We try to get it out within 24 hours. But you can get a copy of the broadcast. All you have to do is text us. We will send you those two numbers. We'll give you those two numbers afterwards. We'll give you those two numbers so that you can text us and get your piece of the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For he's Lord, our Savior. He's ahead of our lives. He's ahead of this broadcast, and we thank God for it. Thank God for his guiding. Thank him for leading us. Amen. So many have been blessed. So many are yet being blessed. Glory to God. By the word that is delivered, by the Spirit of the Lord, amen, that rests upon this line, by these anointed vessels that he sent to this line to deliver his word to his people. Amen. And he is breaking yokes. And we're so grateful for that. Amen. We're thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For my leaders, I just want to thank you for my leaders tonight, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for our apostle, amen, Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking him for our presiding bishop, K.A. Tina. Amen. Blessing God for him. Amen. And for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Just thanking God for these men of God. Amen. We just thank God. We honor headship people of God because, as we always say and as we know, amen, the anointing runs down. It doesn't flow up. It flows down. Amen. And to let you know, people of God, amen, that this is sanctioned by God, amen. The blessings of the Lord rest, amen, glory to God. The anointing of the Lord flows, amen, throughout this line to you, to us, the people of God. And we thank God for that order, headship, amen, is to be reverenced. As the Bible says, amen, give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. And we want to thank God for all of the leaders that are on the line. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders. We have so many leaders that come and just sit to listen. Amen. And to eat. Amen. To receive of what the Lord is saying through his vessels. Amen. And we count that an honor. Amen. Jesus, that because as we've always been taught, you don't eat from everybody's table. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we know why. Glory be to God. But we want good, clean food. And we can say, amen, that these vessels that the Lord are bringing to this mind, clean vessels, holy vessels, amen, glory to God, living that life, amen, exemplifying Christ. Glory be to God. Thank God for them. Amen, all of our leaders. We're thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We bless God for, oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, a fine group of people who love God, amen. Their hands are in many things, but we thank God that they have lent their hand to this work, to keep this work moving, amen. Glory to God, and we are grateful for that. We're so grateful for that, amen, because it's not a one-man show. Couldn't do it on our own, wouldn't even try. Amen. But we thank God for them, for their prayers. Amen. For all that they set their hands to do. Amen. For their advice. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just tell you, people of God, we have been on a journey. Amen. We're still on a journey. We've already completed 1 year. We're yet on a journey. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. The Lord has truly done us well. He has done us well. And we know that he has done you well. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord for that on tonight. Amen. We honor him again. We glorify him. Thank you again for taking the time to come out and be with us, people of God. We want you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen, Jesus. As we say, if you just get one thing, amen, if you just take one thing away, amen, even if it's that scripture that you go back and read again, and you can, amen, fortify yourself, build yourself up on, amen, that you hear, amen. Let the Lord bless you. Let the Lord, glory to God, speak into your spirit, amen, Jesus, so that you can be blessed. Amen. Blessed of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Get that pen, that paper. Amen. And at this time, people of God, we're going to prepare, amen, to go, amen, before the throne of grace. We want to ask you, amen, one more time, if you would go ahead and send out that text message to a couple of people and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would, go ahead and do that for us. Amen. Go ahead and do that. They'll be blessed. They will be blessed. They will be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want you to prepare your hearts now. Prepare your minds. Amen. Just put your mind on the Lord. Amen. And just begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Amen. Just begin to think of how he kept us all week long. Begin to think of, glory to God, how he kept us all day long. Amen. Kept us from danger, seen and unseen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that unseen danger, my God. Amen. Jesus, our heart, we'll probably be faint of heart from. Amen. So we just want to thank him. Put your mind on him tonight, people of God. Just begin to bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Just begin to bless him in your heart. Bless him. Glory to God. Amen. With the fruit of your lips on tonight. Glory be to God. Just begin to love on him. Amen. Just begin to love on the Lord. Amen. Begin to love on him. Begin to love on him.
The recording has started.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful. Amen. Unto him and bless his name. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on today. We bless you for your goodness, O God. We bless you because you have truly been good to us. And we come tonight to give you thanks. We come to give you praise. Father, we come to give you the honor that's due unto you. Glory to God. For truly, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, glory to God, to tell you how much we love you, to tell you how much we appreciate you, to tell you, oh God, how much we're thankful, glory to God, for all that you've done. We thank you today, glory to God, and we come hallelujah with grateful hearts. We come with the praise on our lips and in our hearts on today. Glory be to God, hallelujah, giving glory unto your name. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We bless you, hallelujah. We bless you today. We bless you, glory be to God, for keeping us. Glory to God, our going out and our coming in. We bless you tonight. We bless you, glory to God, how you kept us safe. Glory to God, even as we slept. We thank you, glory to God, for, oh God, keeping us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. We bless you on tonight, glory to God, that we rose, glory to God, in our right mind. And for that, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, that we had strength to get out of bed and to die yabosha. And for that, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for your divine health. We thank you tonight for divine healing that's yet working in our bodies. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for how you kept our minds, how you kept our minds. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We bless you. We glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, in the midst of everything that's going on, we thank you for you kept us, oh God, and we thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we've come today. We've come collectively. We're coming as one on today. Father, we're coming even now in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, to this holy call on tonight. Here we are, we're gathered, and we say, let your will be done. Let your will be done in the midst of us, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to look on us tonight. We're asking you to forgive sin in the precious name of Jesus. Father, anything and everything that we've done, we're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to forgive sin on today. Forgive, create, oh Messiah. Oh God, cleanse conscience on today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're thanking you today that you yet forgive, you yet heal, you yet deliver, you yet restore, and we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for restoration. We're thanking you for redemption on tonight, for redeeming us, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God that you caused us to sit in heavenly places. And we're thanking you on tonight. For it's there, oh God, that you have spoiled principalities and powers. Glory be to God. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the authority, oh God, that you've given your people. We thank you on tonight. In the is yours, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. In the name of Jesus, and we're asking you to look upon your people. In the name of Jesus, for we are your people and the sheep of your pastor. And we're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon your people tonight, even in the four corners of the earth. We're asking you to look upon your people. Look upon the knees. In the name of Jesus, bow down your ear. Glory to God to your people. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, for you see the hearts. You see the petitions of the heart. You see the moanings of the heart. You see the groanings of the heart. In the name of Jesus. And we're asking you to move, Father. Move in the name of Messiah. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Move by your power. In the name of Jesus. Break the bands of the enemy. Glory be to God. Break every band. Break every yoke on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to deliver Messiah. We're asking you to deliver Messiah, God. We're asking you to deliver on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to save tonight. Save by your power. Save by your authority. In the name of Jesus. Save, oh God. Save on the Messiah. Save your people. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, save your people. Save them from themselves. Save them from sin. In the name of Jesus. Save, oh God. Glory to God. Do it. Do it, Lord. Oh, Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Do it, oh God. For you deliver your people by a mighty hand. By your mighty hand, you deliver. And we thank you on tonight. And you're yet the deliverer. You're yet the healer. Oh, God, you're yet, oh, God, our all in all. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We're thanking you for your strong arm. Your strong arm of salvation. Now you brought your people out, and you're yet bringing your people out, and we thank you on today in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on today. Glory to God. We're thanking you for healing. We thank you on today. Thank you for healing the mind, healing the soul, healing the body, healing the spirit in your precious name, oh God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Father, we bless you. Oh God, we're thanking you on today. Thank you for turning around adverse situations. Those things, oh God, that are working against your people. Oh God, but we thank you on today. Thank you for breaking the stride of the enemy. Striding against your people. Thank you for breaking the stride of the enemy on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Causing your people to walk, oh God, to walk in liberty. To walk in your peace. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look upon every heart. Every heart. Every heart on tonight. Look into every situation. Oh God, look. In the name of Jesus. Look. Oh God, look on every situation. Look on every person tonight. Oh God, oh God, some tonight, oh God, are in dire strait. Some tonight, oh God, need a right now answer. Some tonight, oh God, need a right now move. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to do it today. Do it on time. Do it today, Father, for we know that you're on time, every time. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving against the enemy. We thank you on today. Thank you for your choice anointing now. Oh, God, in the name of Messiah, thank you for your choice anointing upon this line, upon this people, upon your word. We thank you, oh, God. We're asking you that cause your anointing to rest upon this line, cause your anointing to rest upon your speaker on tonight. In the name of Jesus, cause your anointing to rest. Cause your anointing to cover. Cause your anointing to strengthen him now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you breathe upon him afresh. In your precious name, oh God. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word. Your word. Your word. Your word. Your all-inclusive word that's able to do it. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Father, we thank you on on tonight. We thank you for the yes, Lord. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for deliverance on tonight. Thank you for delivering your people. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you for opening doors that were closed, oh God. We thank you, glory to God, for the keys, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up every right now, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, every weapon of the enemy. Oh God, we shut every door that would give the enemy access unto your people. We shut it, oh God, by the authority that you give unto us. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for turning around adverse situations, oh God. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for change. Thank you for favor on tonight. We thank you for favor, 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 favor from on high. Father, we thank you for every blessing, for every good and perfect gift, oh God, come from you. And we thank you tonight, and we thank you in advance for what you've already done. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We thank you, glory to God, for the manifestation of your power. Thank you, glory be to God, for your love on tonight, your great love wherewith you loved us. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We bless you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God, for you've made our hearts glad. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, because we know that it's already done. We thank you in advance, hallelujah, because we know that you love us just that much. We thank you tonight. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. Glory be to God. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid in the precious name of Jesus. Under your wings, oh God, in that cleft of the rock. Hide us, oh God. Hide us, eh, Rabahaya. Gloria Masay, God, Ida Masay, eh, Glamahoshaya, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We bless you. We love you. Father, we thank you, oh God, even for looking upon our nation. Oh God, for you yet have it in control. Our hearts shall not fear, but we know that you're yet in control. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise, oh God. Inamaya, look upon us. Look upon us. Look upon the hearts of men. Look upon the hearts of men. Oh God, oh God, cause your justice, oh God, to come forth. Vindicate the righteous, oh God, in Amahaye, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. We do appreciate you for all that you've done, for all that you've said. For we know that your word cannot fail, will not fail. Heaven and earth, oh God, may pass away, but your word shall not pass. And for this we give you thanks. We praise you. We praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, magnify you, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We as sons of God, we do bind the hand of the enemy, and we bring all of his works to naught. We bind his hand, even now, and I must say, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power and authority that you've given unto us, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, every heart on tonight, amen. Say amen. Every heart on tonight, glory to God. Just say amen because you know it's already done. Glory to God. Just say amen with a grateful heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Just say amen because you feel like you hear it. You just know, glory to God, that everything is all right. Amen. Is all right. Not going to be all right. Just how y'all both shot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know everything is all right. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him, people of God. We bless him. Glory to God. Amen. To all of our listeners, amen, that have just come in, we just want to tell you welcome. We just want to tell you welcome, welcome, welcome again. Amen. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we forgot to let you know, amen, that you can also go out on Facebook, amen, and listen to the broadcast via our Prayer News Network global page on Facebook, amen. There, the recording is live as well. You can go out. So anyone who can't get in, amen, that can't dial in, they can certainly go out there, amen. If they have access to Facebook, they can go out there and listen live just as we are recording. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight, people of God. Amen. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And we say we're excited, but we already know it's beyond excitement. It's an inside thing going on. Amen. Hey, glory to God, something on the inside, amen, working on the outside, amen, that joy, amen, joy of the Lord stirred, amen, down in my sanctified soul, amen. What about you? Amen. Glory be to God. So we are grateful tonight, amen, Jesus, we are grateful, amen, right there while you're in that place, amen, of expectancy. You know God is about to do something. He's already done it. Amen. We're about to see the manifestation of what God has already done. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Amen. We're traveling a little bit on tonight. Amen. We're going over to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. We hadn't been there in a while, but we're so grateful to be there. Amen. Glory be to God. I did this, and one of these days we're going to physically, amen, be traveling to these cities. Amen. Glory be to God. The PNN, traveling from city to city. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Glory be to God. By way of Sure Foundation Outreach Ministries, people of God, this man of God is no stranger to the PNN family. Glory to God. We're so grateful to have him. Amen. Always come and bless us real good. Again, we just want to say, amen. Get your pen and your pencil, your paper. Amen. Jesus, take your notes, people of God. Let me tell you, you'll be enriched by that. Amen. Glory be to God. It's working for you. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we're so grateful to have back with us. Amen. This man of God, we love him dearly. Amen. Jesus, I tell you, the Lord is just expanding this PNN family. Amen. So we're so grateful to have with us, again. Amen. Our own, amen, Pastor Thomas Simmons. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Just press star 6 and come over to the broadcast 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can everybody hear me?
You good, Pastor?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Good to hear from you. Amen. Good to be back, amen, on Prayer News Network Global. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. And every time I'm on, I'm just amazed at your consistency. I love consistent people, especially those that are consistent with God. I believe that faithfulness is a currency of God. And I didn't hear the number of days. I don't know if you're still counting. How many days is it?
Oh, man of God, today is 385.
Amen. 385 days. Amen. Mm-hmm. I love to hear those numbers go up every time. Amen. I come on. But yeah, I want to just commend you. Amen. For your faithfulness. Amen. Being a pastor. Amen. Starting a church. Amen. I know how difficult it is. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you all are doing it every day. Amen. You know, thank God I may have a break, you know, two or three times, you know, throughout the week, but you all add it every day, and that is so commendable. Amen. I truly thank you all. Sorry it has been a while. Amen. But there has been some type of new season going on in my life. I'm learning to do things differently. Amen. I believe God is showing me something differently. Being a relatively young pastor, young preacher, I never understood when folk would say how, amen, they would feel pulled on when they were ministering. I think I loved it so much until I mean, you know, the virtue just flew, and I never experienced feeling pulled from. I just love pouring. But I guess getting closer to the 50 side and doing it for a number of years now, being bivocational, I think the Lord is allowing me to experience a new season. Amen. And as we prepare for more growth, as God has really been blessing us through COVID, amen, we're growing, amen, and just understanding how to do things differently, learning, not understanding, but learning how to do things differently. Amen. But nonetheless, PNN still loves us. Y'all didn't give up on me. Amen. Y'all continue to love us. Amen. And call, and thank God we have another chance to be together. But 385 days, that is amazing. And I want to follow in your footsteps, Evangelist Bradley, and give honor to all who honors do, all of those heads, all of those spiritual governors that you have called out. I want to echo that and give them honor in their place. Thank God that you believe in divine order. I, too, believe in divine order. Thank God for you being that shining example, and thank God for you being covered, amen, those that are praying with you. No doubt that is the reason why you're still going on today, amen, 385 days. Thank God for your team, those that, amen, that are supporting this great, great ministry. I remember, I think when we started out, I don't think Global was on the name, amen. It was just PNN, amen. So now it's PNN Global. Looks like you added Facebook. And I was trying to write down the different countries as you were calling them out, and you were calling out so many and so quickly, I just had to stop writing, amen. But I thank God, amen, you're continuing to grow, God expanding you. And that is, amen, a supernatural blessing. I thank God for it. And I heard you say something when you were acknowledging the country. You said whether it's one or whether it's a group, amen. And I thought about that. I said, you know, that's right, because all it takes is one. Amen. All it takes is one being led by God, and one can turn into two. Two quickly turns into four. Four quickly can turn into eight. And you can see how it goes. It just goes what they call exponential growth. Amen. And we believe in that. Amen. I say that to the people of God because you are significant in the eyes of God. I can't overstate that. I try, amen, to impart that into my church and to those that are listening to me, that you are significant in the eyes of God. It does not matter how you got here. It does not matter who dropped you off. Amen. You are significant, and you only exist. You only exist because God said you should, and you came forth, amen, with a purpose. Evangelist Bradley, you took one of my favorite words. You used the word intentional. Amen. I believe in that. That was a theme of ours a few years back, being intentional, and I have been unable, amen, to get rid of that word. We must live our life intentionally. I said like this, we got to go to bed at night in order to seek him in the morning. And yeah, I'm going to say that again. We got to go to bed at night in order to seek him in the morning. Don't you know that if you don't plan to go to bed right, it'll hinder how you wake up? You know, you got to go to bed in order planning to see him in the morning. Sometimes you got to go to bed early so you can rise early. Amen. But if you go to bed expecting to see him the next day, that'll set your whole world in order. That'll set your whole world in order. Amen. But we want to be a people that's intentional. Yes, we believe in the Holy Ghost. Yes, we believe in the power of God. But I want you to know that God is the orderly God. And moving in the Spirit of God does not juxtapose being a person of order and structure. It does not is not opposite of being a person with a plan. Amen. God told them to write the vision and make it plain. Amen. We want to be a people that's on purpose, that's living intentionally. There's an old saying out there that we don't plan to fail. The problem is that we fail to plan. And if we want to see true fruit in our life, if we want to be, amen, consistent, amen, 385 days, you got to have a plan. And the God that we serve, sometimes he'll tweak plan. He'll add to, he'll strengthen it. But you just beginning your day, your life with a plan, even if you starting today, I guarantee you if you begin with the plan, you'll be at least 50% more effective than you would be without one. Amen. So I encourage you to be intentional. Be intentional. How do you begin? We got this thing, Be Better Best at Sure Foundation. That's the name of our church, Sure Foundation Outreach Ministries in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we call it B University, Be Better and Best. Just being, be is the action word. You just want to start wherever you are. You want to start toward God. You just want to start work. You want to just start. Be is an action word. And as you start, you seek the face of God. And you go back to those things that God have called you to that maybe you let fall apart. You let fall to the wayside. Go back and get those things. And you just begin. You just begin wherever you find it, you begin. And as you begin, you develop a plan of how you can do it better. You can do it better. And as you apply action and apply your plan, you'll be better, and eventually you'll get to God's best in you. So be better best is our way of living that intentional life. Start somewhere, people of God. Many times we don't fail because we plan, but we fail because we have failed to plan. Get you a plan together. And I don't care if you got to start over day after day. Get you a plan and work it till one day becomes two, and 2 days become three, and 3 days become four. And I guarantee you, you will become better because God has something he wants to use in you. Talking to the people of God, God brought you to the face of this earth. He's brought you. You still exist because there is a purpose in your life. There is nothing that exists in the face of the earth that does not have purpose. I don't care how you got here. I don't care how many boo-boos you made in your life. I don't care how many times you've turned back to the altar of repentance. There is a purpose in your life, and God needs you. He wants you. He needs you to fulfill your purpose. I want to give you, amen, the example of the body, the human anatomy. The body needs every member. There is not an unimportant part of the body. Every member of the body is important. And anything out of its place, the doctor will call that body sick. If anything is out of its place, if anything is not functioning, that is a disorder. The body of Christ, it needs you. You are not insignificant. You are a vastly needed part of the body of Christ. And we need you to be on purpose. We need you to be in position. We need you to be able to give God your yes in Jesus' name. I want you to know, amen, that you are purpose. You are a person with purpose. Amen. I'm just going to do a little medley tonight. I'm still kind of bubbling over. I have to push my wife to bring a word every now and again, and she brought a good word Sunday evening. Amen. We start our services at 12:30. Amen. And she started from Mark chapter 4. Amen. And she talked about storms. She talked about storms. And she said, gave a good little point. I don't know where she got it from, but she said there are three types of storms. She said there are protecting storms, storms that protect us. She said that they are correcting storms, storms that correct us. And she said they are perfecting storms. They are storms that perfect us. Amen. And I thank God that God is God over even the storms, even the storms that come in our life. I don't know what storm you're under. I don't know why you're in the midst of a storm, but I want you to know that God is, he's in control. Amen. God is in control. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 4 that he told his disciples, he says, He wanted to go over to the other side. Of course, they were on one side of land, and he wanted to take a trip and take them on another side. And you kind of know the story, how during the process of going from one side to another, a storm arose. Bible tells us how when the storm arose that Jesus was in the latter part of the ship, the lower part of the ship, and he was sleeping. Amen. But the disciples were tossing and turning on the top side, and they were afraid, and they were scared, and they were seeing the winds blow and the rain dash and the breakers dashing, and they were afraid. And I love the far part where they asked the master, they say, careth not that we perish. You know how we do sometimes as people of God, sometimes when God doesn't move like we expect him to move, you know, because we think sometimes that we are omniscient. We fail to remember that he is the omniscient one, but we think because we can see just a little bit, we understand what's going on. And we look at our situations and we question God, because we forget that we have limited sight and God has unlimited sight. Instead of trusting him and following his lead, well, sometimes we try to tell him what to do. You know, sometimes we try to encourage him to do what we want him to do. You know, so they asked him, careth not that we perish. And they woke him up. And I picked this up when my wife read it yesterday, when we read it at church yesterday, that it wasn't actually one command, but it was actually two commands. Jesus gave the storm two commands. The first command, he said, peace. Then there was a comma, and he says, be still. So before he calmed the seas, before he calmed the storm, he commanded the storm to have peace. In the midst of the storm, he commanded there to be peace. I believe that we can find peace in the midst of our storm. I believe that there is a focus, there is a spiritual eye, that when we get our eyes on Jesus, that nothing else matters. As I was meditating on that today, doing a little work around the house, I realized that Job found peace before his trouble was over. You know we read the story of Job. I'm going to get back to Mark in a minute, but just doing a little medley, you know how we look at the story of Job, those first couple of chapters, you know, in the beginning, because there it is, Job had his eyesight right, and he could see a little bit, and he felt that because he was righteous, that he had a limit on the storm, that the storm wouldn't last too long. But when the storm reached beyond his sight, then his faith began to wane, and he began to question, and he began to wish for death, and he began to just have problems with the storm. And being human, that's okay. Being human, that's okay. But I realized something. After Job began to argue with his friends, and Job began to argue his cause of righteousness, and Job began to question why was he going through the storm, and he began, the Bible tells us that he began, I love it, I love the book of Job, how he required God's presence. Job said that he demanded an audience with God, and he said, I wanted to stand face to face with him. Job said that I demand of him an answer. I deserve an answer from God. Why am I going through what I'm going through? Still struck in his body with boils, and of course he's thinking about the children that he's lost, and no doubt the money and the fortune and the popularity, those that loved him now looking down on him, saying there must be a reason why he was going through what he was going through. And I realized something as I was just meditating. I wasn't even reading, I was just meditating, that Job found peace before the storm rolled away. You see, the Bible tells us that after the Lord listened to Job for a while, that there was a thunder and there was a lightning and then there was earthquakes and then there was the voice of God. And as Job began to listen to God and as Job began to get his eyes off of the situation and on to God, there was a peace. Job begin to acquire a peace in his life, even before the storm rolled away, even before God moved you off of the job, even before God moved or fixed that spouse, even before God fixes the finances, even sometimes before he fixes the body, there is a peace that we, the people of God, can find. I believe it was Elijah. I believe it was Elijah said that he was hiding in the cave and he was searching for God. And he said he heard the wind blowing. He looked in the wind, he said, but nope, God was not there. There was a storm and there was this and that. And Elijah was looking for God in the different circumstances. And sometimes we look for God, but we don't always find him. Sometimes we need a word from God, but he don't always give it. Lord, have mercy. What do we do in the midst of that storm? What do we do when the children are acting up and the spouse now today he's ugly today? He was fine and good looking, but today he ain't so good looking. What do we do when the bank account is upside down? And what do we do when that body just don't act right? So what do we do that even in the midnight hour when we're trying to sleep, we cannot find rest for our soul? What do we do? We're trying to get to the other side, but before we get there, there is a storm. Before we get there, there is a storm. And what do you and I do as believers? What do we do in the midst of the storm? And I submit to you that there is at least two ways of dealing with that storm. You see, on that boat that night in Mark chapter 4, there were two examples of how you go through storms. Not only was there the example of the disciples who were watching the storm, whose eyes were fixed on the wind, or there was another part. There was Jesus, who is our perfect example. He didn't even focus on the storm. He didn't even focus on that person who's trying to get on your last nerve. He didn't focus on the person on the job. He didn't focus on the situation, but he found him a low place, and he found peace of God. See, there is at least two ways, amen, to ride out a storm. There is at least two ways to get through the storm. First, you stay in the boat. Stay in the boat. Stay in the boat. You stay in the boat. You don't leave. You don't run from it. Don't run from it. But you get low. You get humble. And, hey, you get before God. And you can find rest in the midst of the storm. That's what Jesus did. You see, Jesus was sleeping while they were watching the storm. Stop giving the enemy your oxygen. You know, I found that the enemy can't survive without oxygen. He can't survive without oxygen. Sometimes you give him too much space. You give him too much oxygen in your brain. You give him too much thinking power. You give your energy to your problems opposed to giving your energy to the problem solver. See, if you give anything too much oxygen, it'll live. Bacteria, all bacteria need is oxygen. They're a microorganism that they just need a place to reside, and they'll multiply. Just stop giving the enemy your oxygen. Stop giving the enemy your head space and your heart space. I know it's hard, but we gotta learn how to change our mind. How do you do that? We find that low place. We get in the bottom of the boat. You know that boat that looked like the ark. You know the ark that Noah lived in for 30 days while the water was bombarding the earth. He found himself safe in the boat. Why? Because God told him to be there. And he was safe in that place. And he found peace in the midst of the storm. See, there is God has designed for his church. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how tough it is. I commend you. I commend you to stay in the boat. You stay in the ark of God, the ark of safety. And you know the ark nowadays, it's the church. You know, he said the very gates of hell. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it looked like. You stay in. You stay in the boat. You stay in the ship of God. You stay in the ship, and you hold on. You know where I'm going at. The Bible tells us when Paul was
a prisoner, and they was trying to get him to Rome. You see, he had to go from one place to another place. He was trying to get to the other side. Why? Because, see, Paul had some people he had to preach to. Yeah, he looked like a prisoner. He looked like he was bound, but he was actually free. He looked like somebody was over him, that he was not in charge, but actually he was the one that was in charge. And everybody on that ship was working for Paul, because Paul needed a ride to Rome in order to preach to the kings in Rome. It didn't look like he thought it would look, kind of like the believers today. Doesn't always look like we think it should look, but I'm here to tell you that God is in, he's in control. And I don't care, as long as you're walking in your purpose, as long as you're walking in the things of God, God is going to find a way to get you to the other side. But before you get there, he got to shape, and he has to mold you. He has to prepare you to do the very thing that you have been created to do for this moment. And Paul gets over to the other side, and he declares the word of the Lord to a king. Now we go back to Mark and how these brothers was on in the middle of their accomplishment, the middle of their victory, not their demise, but they was in the middle of victory. No, it didn't look like victory, but it was victory nonetheless. Didn't look like faith, but it was building faith nonetheless. It didn't look like hope, but it was hope nonetheless. Why? Because who's on the Lord's side? God was on their side. And let me tell you something. You plus God, you can beat anything. You can defeat anything. You are more than a conqueror plus God. I don't care what your eyes see. You plus God, you can never be defeated. Somebody called him undefeated. They say that he has never lost a battle. So if he's never lost a battle and you are on his team, make sure he's not on your team, but you are on his team, you'll never lose. You'll never lose. You'll never lose. I don't care what it looks like, but you are on your way to the other side. You know the story. They wake Jesus up. They wake Jesus up, and Jesus arises from his sleep, and he's upset because they wouldn't copy him and find peace, but they wanted to draw him to the problem. Instead of peace, they pulled him to the problem. And, okay, if you got to have him in the problem, he commanded the problem to be peace. Turn the problem into peace. And then after he said peace, he said, be still. I want you to know that there is peace in the midst of your storm. You got to find it. You got to find it, and that's a part of your growth. That's a part of where you grow in God. You can find peace in the midst of the storm. You can get to the place, it does not matter who's in front of you. It does not matter what they are saying. It does not matter what the doctor's report says. It does not matter what the finances look like. There is still peace right there. Going to Job, you see, Before Job's problem was over, he experienced peace. We think he got peace when the problem was over, but no, he got peace before it was over. You see, his brothers, his friends, his accusers were still around him when he heard the voice of God. When he began to see the presence of God, when he began to entertain the presence of God, the pain went away. The problems begin to subside. Why? Because his eyes was on God. I think David said it like this. He said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. He said, all my help comes from God. What am I trying to tell us today? That your problem is not really a problem. It's just a proposition for you to get to the other side. We see it as a problem. We see it as something that's insurmountable, but I want you to know that God plus you plus God, you're going to get to the other side. No, it does not look like you expected. I think we as the people of God, we have to be careful with our expectations, because sometimes, most of the time, we just can't see like God sees. We begin to imagine with our own eyes.
We begin to imagine with our own mind, and sometimes we miss God. I thought it was going to be this, but God has a different plan for you. But what I want you to know today, I want you to know today, grabbing it from my wife, that even your storms, every storm, there is a perfecting storm, there is a correcting storm, and there is a protecting storm. God knows exactly what he's doing with you. He knows exactly what he's doing with you. And if I were you, I would stand the test of time. I would look for examples. PNN is a great example. Not 385 months, but every day you've had someone on this line. They've had someone praying. They've had someone lifting a word. They have had someone looking to God, someone encouraging, someone preaching and proclaiming this word. That is a wonderful example. And no doubt 365 days, the leader of PNN has gone through something. But she didn't let it stop her. She didn't let it stop her. She was standing the test of time. We pray God's continuance upon her. We pray God's strength and God's prophetic word upon her. We pray that God gets the glory out of her life. Now, Lord, we need more examples. We thank you for being an example, Lord, but we thank God for also examples being in the earth. Before I bring it to a close, I also want us to understand the beauty in our struggle. I want us to understand that there is something marvelous. I just have not been able to articulate the word, but I heard, amen, a word years ago called the sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice. Sometimes praise is difficult to muster up. Sometimes we just don't feel like praising him. Sometimes if our eyes are on the wrong thing, and only when our eyes are on the wrong thing, we find it hard to find a reason to praise him. Well, whatever the situation, sometimes life is difficult. And the Bible tells us in the Word of God that there is a time that everything that can be shaken, it will be shaken. This is just the test that is called time. It is the test that is called time. Time is a tester. And I want you to know that in this thing called time, all of us, I think it was Jacob said, man that is born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. Another one said, all of my appointed time. He says, I'm going to wait till my change come. He's had trouble all of his life. This is the righteous man speaking. You and I, we will understand and we will experience tough times, but tough times are only a tester. I want to submit to you that difficult times birth the most beautiful things in our life. Thank God for our three boys, and thank God for my one wife. She pushed out all three boys, and every one of those pregnancies, every one of those labor pains was difficult, but it brought something beautiful about. Brought something beautiful. And I think if she had it to do all over again, she would do it all over again. But pushing out and birthing that, and every pain, every push, every groan, I believe today she would say it was worth it. May not understood everything, may not could figure everything out, every movement, every issue, but we know today that on the other side of through, it was worth it. It was worth it. Even the Masonic message, the message of the Messiah, it was birthed out of difficult times. You see, Adam and Eve were in difficult times when Masonic message, I think that's Genesis chapter 3, was born. You see, Adam and Eve, they found themselves in sin, and life was not as pleasant as it used to be, and it became a struggle. Sometimes sin brings on struggle. And sometimes this thing brings us to the point where God can get our attention, but they begin
to struggle. And God told them, even as he was judging them, as he was bringing them to a place of correction, he told them, he says, that the heel of the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. And that is where the Masonic message was birthed, and the mist of sin. In the mist of sin, there was a message that something better, something greater is on the horizon. What am I trying to say? Well, before I try to explain it, one other place I love to go is in Chronicles. I think it's in Kings, when David had made a mess, not with Bathsheba, but one of my favorite scriptures is when David was full of himself and he decided to disobey God and number the people of Israel. The Bible tells us that he numbered the people after others told him not to. He thought it that he would go on his own way, and he numbered the people, and he realized he knew it was sin, but then he realized what sin's consequences looked like. And at his behest, because of his decision, other people was hurt. I don't know if you've been there before, but I have. At my behaviors, other people have suffered pain. That is a terrible place to be. And David said it like this. I think it's in 2 Chronicles. He says, I'm in a great strait. That's what he said. I'm in a tough place. He says, I am in a great strait. And this is when God comes to him and says, you know you messed up. You know you shouldn't have numbered those people. And because you numbered them, you're going to have to be judged. And he said, I'm going to let you pick your poison. I'm going to let you choose. He gave him three options. And while David's mind was thinking between the three options, he says, I am in a great strait. I am in a very, very tough place. I don't know if you ever lived in a tough place. I don't know if you had to live in a, you know, this is the place where the hopeless, they wish to die. I don't know if we have anybody on the line that ever wished to die, that wished life, amen, would end itself. Job did. Job said he wished he never came out of the mother's womb. He wished the father and the mother would have never met on that night. He said he wished the moon would have never struck that night. He wished to die. What do we do in the places of storm? What do we do in hard places? How does a believer continue to live in these hard, difficult places? Why do good people have to go through bad times? Lord have mercy. There's something about tough times that honors God. There's something about the faith of the believer that rises above the tough times. It is like an offering unto God that ascends the clouds unto the nostrils of God. That is there, God calls it a sweet smelling savor in his nostrils when you can muster up a sacrifice of praise. The Bible tells us that when they got off of the ark, after God had judged the world, the Bible says the first thing that Noah did is he offered a sacrifice. And the Bible tells us that there God commanded the rainbow to be hung in the sky. And he said, there, he says, I'm going to command that I never punish the world. Beautiful things come out of tough situations. That's what I want you to know, that the wine comes from crushed grapes. The oil comes from crushed olives. Resurrection comes from a dead body. Trying to say there is you getting on the other side of your through, you getting over to the other side. There is victory. There is something sweet. There is something beautiful. And if you never reach the other side, you'll never experience it. I'm trying to encourage it that your tough times have purpose. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's working it out for you. He's not working against you. He's for you. But even resistance is where we build muscles. I'm gonna try to end with this analogy. I'm not very good at it, but there are times when I get pretty good at working out. You know, there are times when I do pretty good and I need to work out. My wife just asked me,
I think, a few hours ago. When you going to work? I hope I'm not getting fat, but she asked me this a few minutes ago. When you going to work out? And I noticed that when I'm not working out, over a period of time, that my body begins to ache. Just aches out of nowhere. My body begins to ache. I don't rest as, you know, I would. And after a while, maybe some days or weeks, I realize, well, maybe I need to exercise. And it's, you know, exercise is just resistance. It's you pushing against the laws of gravity and pushing against weight. You carrying this body and you making it run and exuberate itself. Those things are resistance, and there's something about resistance that builds muscle. They tell me that pressure, it builds character. And there's something about when the believer goes through something, it builds us, it makes us stronger, it begins, it helps us to understand God in a way that without the storm we would not know him. It's something about the storm that really causes us to grow. No, we don't volunteer for it. No, we don't like it, but in its absence we do not experience the growth. And this is the reason why we must learn to trust an invisible God. This is the reason why we must learn to trust the same God that has kept you going all of these years. If you're anything like me, you have encountered many things in life, and you said, this one right here, I cannot bear it, but you did. The Bible says it somewhat like this, that he won't assign anything to you above that which you can't bear. So the teacher, the perfect teacher, he knows exactly what test to give you. He knows exactly what you need in exactly the right time. And if God allowed the storm to come, if God allowed your life to take this turn, if you may be on the mountaintop, you may have a mountaintop experience, and I commend you, take it all in, take it all in. Amen, and give glory unto God. This is for those that are in the valley. This is for those that are on the boat and they don't have a paddle. This is those that are experiencing winds. These are those that are experiencing loss and trying to find a way to the other side. I submit to you, hold on, hold on. Don't you leave the boat. Acts tells us, amen, that Paul, they told Paul before he got to Rome, the angel came to Paul and said, you're going to go to Rome, but before you get to the other side, there is going to be a great storm. And he said, looks like the storm is going to look like it's going to kill you, but take note, be of good cheer because God is with you, and you will make it to the other side. It is a prophetic moment for us today. I promise you, believer, you will make it to the other side. All you have to do is keep yourself in the boat. Keep yourself in God's hand. It does not require you to understand it. Passing the test does not require you to like it. Shadabosa. It does not require you to dance and shout through it, but it does require the sacrifice of praise. It does require you with everything that's within you to hold on. I believe it's an old song says, I believe I'll run on and see what the end is going to be. I commend you to finish strong. Tell yourself that you got to finish strong. And just to clean up that story, every time I get my body
to exercise. And every time I do take that run that I'm supposed to take, or I get to the gym and I push myself to a certain limit, it's not during the time I feel good, but it's after the exercise. It's after the resistance. It's after it's over. It seems like there is a refreshing. It seems I find the calm in my body that comes over me when I finish the test, when I finish the race, when I get to the other side. And I submit to you that there is peace for you on the other side of your storm. I don't know how long you've been in the storm. I don't know what you think God is doing, but I want you to know that he's right there with you. He's right there with you, and he will see you through it all. Why is the storm here? I don't know. Maybe it's perfecting. Maybe it's correcting you. Or maybe it's protecting you. But wherever it is, I want you to know that God is in total control. God knows exactly what he's doing. And I believe it was another preacher said we got to learn to trust him even when we cannot trace him. Job said it. I love Job when he says that he was looking, as he was going through, he was looking for the presence of God just for solace, just for comfort. He said that he reached in the dark and the pitch black. He said he reached to the right, and he said God was not there on the right. And he reached and reached and looked, reached to the left, and he said, behold, he's not there. Nowhere could he feel the presence of God. Nowhere could he feel it, but he had to know that God was there. Because he says this, he says, all of my appointed time, he says, I'm going to wait till my change comes. Wait on God. Get on the other side. There is a refreshing that belongs to you. There is a peace that belongs to you. There is a calm belongs to you. God is going to let you see it. God is going to allow you to experience it. But right now, you may find yourself in the test. And I don't know if this is a good time, but if we have some tests that we want to put in the atmosphere that we can pray together. We want to open up the line and allow the saints of God to be Shaddai. Begin to just tell, amen, the other believers. And sometimes we need to just tell God. Sometimes it's good for us just to say it. Just release it in the atmosphere that we as believers can pray together and encourage one another. We want to.
All participants are unmuted.
If you want to come over and just ask for help, ask for prayer. And we as the saints of God, we'll rally behind you. We'll rally alongside you. And we're going to help push you to the other side. Is there any? In Jesus' name. Is there any? We just want to, Vegas, Bradley, is this a good time? Is this a good time to star six?
Yes. The lines are actually open, so
amen.
Anyone would like to come forth with their prayer requests or their petitions, they can at this time.
Amen. Be free, people of God. Amen. As the waters are moving, amen. You feel the impression to speak freely in Jesus' name. Is there any? Come on, people. Is there any that need prayer? Anything that's on your mind, on your heart, anything you're struggling with, even if there is a testimony, it's your time to speak. Amen. If not. Bless you. Did we hear someone?
I believe there was. Go ahead.
Amen.
Come on,
go ahead.
Speak again. Try it again.
Mm-hmm. All the lines are open, and if you have a prayer request, you can come forth now with your prayer request.
Amen. 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 I want you to know that storms, amen, are allowed by God. If you're getting yourself together, amen, when you get ready, just come on, amen, and begin to talk, and we'll give you space. Amen. But I've learned, amen, to travel with God, amen, through the storms. I'm learning, amen, as I go to different levels in God, that there is absolutely nothing too hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those ride or die. I'd rather ride and die with God because he's never left me alone, never let me down.
Yeah.
I may have disappointed myself, but God has never disappointed me. Amen. Is there anyone that wants to, amen, get on the prayer request? Amen. If not, we're going to, amen, share a little bit more with you. Amen. Try to give you, amen, just a little more, a few more minutes. Amen. Just a few more minutes. Amen.
I hear. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord, man of God. I really enjoyed that word. Beautiful. Thank God for you. And I just want to say that, I have a testimony. My name is Evangelist Linda Murray from Chattahoochee. And I just want to give my testimony about the third Sunday in this month. My nephew preached the same message pretty much from the same scripture concerning storms, and the anointing was really high in the service, and the power of God just was so forthcoming, and it just, wow, it just bit on me ever since. But Thursday of last week, I've been on some medication after I had surgery. The doctor put me on some medication that said it would cause some mild pain, but I was having excruciating pain on Thursday of last week. It was so painful until I couldn't even barely get up out the bed. And at that time I prayed and I ate a few saltines just to take some pain medication, and the pain medication, I went to sleep. And when I woke up about 2 hours later, I was in worse pain than I had before. And I just laid there and I started to pray again, and I just began to just feel the Spirit of the Lord. And I just began to thank him and just praise him. And the pain left. I tell you, the pain left. I had decided, I said, well, later on at first, I said, I'll get up and I'll just later on make me a can, warm up me a can of soup because I'm not going to be able to cook food or anything. I got up from there. I was able to go and I read my Bible. And I tell you, I did like Peter's mother-in-law. I went in the kitchen and I cooked. I cleaned the house and everything. And I haven't had that pain. So I tell you, praise. Your praise will bring you through. No matter what you're going through, people of God, I tell you, just giving a praise. I just begin to praise him and tell him how much I love them and how much I adore them. Didn't matter how hard that pain, I tell you, I was almost in tears because of the pain. But I say, when I just thought about the goodness of God and how much he had brought me through and where he brought me from, I tell you, and when I went to church this Sunday, as I walked down the hallway to go enter into our church service, one of the ushers, she came out and she begged for me to come step in the dining room a moment, and she had some flowers to give me. She said, I'm giving you these flowers, she said, because last Sunday when you walk after service and you walk by me and we was church had dismissed and you were still praising God. She said, when you walk by me, that anointing, that spirit that was on you touched me. And she said, I have been thinking about you all week. She said, that anointing that was on you, she said, it touched me. And she said, I just had to give you these flowers. And she was crying. It's a young lady that God has brought from a long way. She was on drugs. She was on alcohol. She was so out there at one point until, yes, a few years ago, she was up at the store just in her slip and nothing else. She was just so lost. But God has truly done a remarkable job. Oh, my God, an awesome turnaround in that young lady's life. And for her to just, she praised God, and she was just crying. She said, your spirit fell on me. That spirit that's on you fell on me. And I just began, I say, well, when I went in the church service, I went in there crying. I said, God, I give you glory. I just give you glory that somebody else's life can be touched like that through me, the God in me. I just praise him. I praise him for all that he has done in my life. I thank him for every trial, every test, because it has made me stronger. It made me the person who I am today, and I'm so excited about where I'm going in him. So God bless you, man of God. Bless your PNN. Bless Minister Bradley, who is my cousin. I love so dear. We came up as children, teenagers and stuff. We was always in the church then, and just the church, we was brought up in church, and it just never left us. And I just praise God for her. I just thank God for her encouragement, and everybody at PNN, I just thank you. And I said that word has truly blessed me tonight. Praise Amen. God for Amen. You, man of God.
Amen. Thank you for that wonderful testimony.
Yeah.
Man, that's a perfect testimony. See, through the pain, amen, she pressed on, and not only was she blessed, but someone else was blessed. And I just believe that's how God does it, amen. We don't necessarily volunteer, amen, but there is a purpose even in the midst of our pain. Is there, amen, another one? Is there another, amen, someone needs prayer, someone has and testimony of overcoming, amen. This is the time. Now is the time. Please feel free. Come on. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I see two people on the platform. Okay, go ahead, caller. I see someone else trying to come.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm good. This is Gwen. I would like to thank the Lord for my strength and requesting prayer, general prayer, for me and where I live at the Work Relief Center. And also I may have a job opportunity coming up in the near future where I'm going to change probably my full-time job to another job, paying more money. And I just ask that he lead and guide me in my decision and everything concerning this. He's brought me from basically nowhere to everywhere I want to be and then some. So I just thank the Lord for him being him in my life.
Amen.
And giving me another chance to get it right through him in the right way. So thank you, man of God, and thank you, Evangelist Bradley, and bless y'all, and thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Sound like you're praying for another work opportunity. Amen.
Yes,
like
sir.
Like you said, amen, you're experiencing blessings of God. So you're experiencing at least one of the other sides, amen, for you. Amen. We will add that in prayer. Amen. Is there anyone else, Sister Gwen, for a work opportunity? Is there anyone else? Anyone else?
I saw another caller trying to come over. If you take your phone off mute.
Y'all push through.
Mm-hmm. Take your phone off of mute or press star 6 again. The other caller who was trying to get your prayer request over, just press star 6 again.
Bless you.
Star 6?
There you go.
Okay, take your phone off of mute. Looks like your phone is on mute. She came out and came back in.
Amen.
While we're trying to get this caller over, if there's anyone else, amen. I see a couple of callers on the platform. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay.
I'm in Texas.
My name is Queen. And there's a 3-year-old. His mom was at work. His grandparents was keeping him. And his dad ran over him with the tractor. And he's deceased now. And I know the granddad is like beating himself up. I know the grandmother's like, oh, it's my fault. So I just need us to lift up the family. The mother's name is Mary Ann. And it's on my heart because I lost my grandson when he was a year and a half, and I just know how that feels. So I'm just asking. Sometimes we go through stuff and think it's for us. It's for somebody else. You're asking God, okay, good God. Okay. You're asking God, okay, why I got to go through this for somebody else? Why they can't go through their own stuff? I stop asking God that. Because he know I'm going to tell of his goodness. He know I'm going to praise him. He know I'm going to share. So I don't ask him that anymore. I said, if you bring me to it, then you'll bring me through it.
Amen.
So I'm trusting that God would allow me to be a witness to this young lady.
That's right.
And I just thank God for you. I love to hear you minister the word of God. Thank God for you.
Amen. You keep us in prayer. Amen. But the Bible tells us that that Jesus was touched by our infirmity. And see, when we can feel what other folks feel, that pushes us in the place of intercessor, that pushes us into the gap there. Because you say you've experienced life situations. You allow God to flow through you as you stand in the gap for these people experiencing this great, great loss.
Yeah.
And you let them know that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. No matter what has been done, you know, you step in the gap for them. And you be that shining light, Queen.
Yeah.
That Queen in Texas, right? You be that
Queen.
That shining light, Queen.
Yes.
When you be that shining light, we'll pray for you, amen, this 3-year-old. And we'll pray for you also. Is there another? Thank you for that request. Is there another?
Okay, call.
The
caller that just came over, take your phone off of mute. You're on the platform. You take your phone off of mute now. There you go. Well, we lost her again. Press star 6 again.
Yeah, struggle on through it. Push on through it. There's a blessing on the other side.
I see another caller on the platform while we're trying to get her over. You can go ahead, caller.
There's another. Come on.
Press star 6. I know she's been trying to get over. Press star 6 again.
Bless you. Don't stop. Your blessing is on the other side of this line. Don't stop.
Thank you.
Okay. There you are.
Yeah.
There you are. Go ahead, caller. You can speak now.
I'm asking for prayer for my sister.
Okay, we
I'm
can hear you.
I'm asking for prayer for my my sister. She's been in the hospital for about 2.5 months, and she can't eat. She's had surgery about 3 or 4 times for different things that was wrong, and they still have to go back in because they can't. I'm asking God to heal her body. And after healing her body, let her know that he's God, and there's none other.
Amen.
And I'm asking you to pray for me. And I'm asking you to pray for me. I have neuropathy in my left leg, and it's just not going away. But I know God can do anything but fail. And
amen.
I ask you to pray for me.
Okay. Is there a name? What's your name?
My name's Mary, and her name is Martha.
Mary and Martha. Bless you. Okay. Bless you. Okay.
Yes.
Will do. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's beautiful. Is there anyone else? Yes, ma'am. We'll be praying for you. Praying for this appetite. Now, when you say she can't eat, is that the ailment, or is that just a symptom of something else, her not eating?
That's a symptom of something else, because they've done surgery on her 3 times. She had internal bleeding, and they went in and they fixed that. Then they went back and they fixed her hiatal hernia, and then they said she couldn't eat because she had a blockage in her throat. And they put a balloon in there and did surgery and removed the blockage. And she tried to eat today, and it won't stay, the food won't stay down, it just come back up.
Okay. Amen. Okay.
But most of all, I was having to meet God. It's a God.
Amen. Amen. God is in the midst of her. Yes, ma'am. Martha, Mary, on the list. Is there another? Amen. I encourage you in our church. Sometimes we find a little problem with the sound, or maybe a light or something switch off, or maybe there's a noise that tries to distract us, but that's just our signal that we on to something, and the enemy is just trying to stop us. Amen. So we just barrel in more. Amen.
Amen.
So, and to all who are trying to get over on this other line and need to confess something, need to put something on this list, don't be discouraged. You keep pushing. You get over. *6. Hit mute. If you got to mute and hit *6. Whatever you got to do, get over to the other side. Amen. Because, amen, there is victory, amen, going through in Jesus. Is there anyone else? Yes. Hello.
Okay. This is Queen again. Minister Annette, you may not remember because you've been on here 385 days, but I asked for prayer for a young lady that had cancer. God healed her of cancer. She's 21. The doctor said she'd never have kids. I got a praise report. She's pregnant with twins. So we got to pray that God bring those twins right on through.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Beautiful. Yes.
I don't know her name, but I do remember us praying for her that God would heal of her cancer, and they said she could never have kids, be pregnant with twins.
That's the epitome of the message right there.
Yeah.
Going through, and something is birthed as you go through, and that birth is going to give glory to God. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Amen. PNN is doing something. Thank God for this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anyone else before we move, we attempt to move on? Amen. Is there anyone else? A few more minutes.
Yeah, other caller trying to cover. Take your phone. Caller. Okay, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear
you. Yes, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to pray for me and my kids and my two only sons, Devontae and Hakeem. Hakeem goes to court tomorrow, and y'all just keep them in prayer. And my name is Belinda.
Belinda?
Yes, sir.
And I told him, when you finish that job, world me. Like, world me to the right road so I don't come off it no more.
All right. Is this Hakeem speaking?
Hello.
No, this is mother.
Can
you hear me?
Well, my mama was on
the
call in.
Oh, because I hear somebody else talking.
Yes, ma'am. Who is that other voice speaking?
I don't know. I guess somebody else was trying to get on the line.
Yeah. Let's let his voice come through. Is that young man, who is that speaking?
I think they're muted now.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know them.
Yeah, but he stayed on long enough for me to understand what he was asking. He sounded like he was trying to stay in the will of God. I'm gonna write that down. That's all I needed right there. That's all I needed.
Amen.
Come back if you want, young man, if you want. Amen. Is there anyone else? We need it more in the kingdom. We need young men. We need men. Thank God for women. Women, we can just count on y'all. Lord, bring us some more men in the kingdom. Just bring us some more men in the kingdom.
Yes,
you heard that request, Lord. You heard it. Lord, do it. Do it for them.
All right, now.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Okay, if there's not, a few more minutes. You see anybody else, Evangelist Bradley?
Like there's another caller. I see another caller on the platform. You can press star, just take your phone off of mute. You're already on the platform. There you go.
Yes, my name is Chandler Clemens, and I'd like to be praying for a new job, that I get a new job to help out my mom and get started on my own life.
Mm. How old are you, sir?
I just turned 20 2 days ago.
20?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Well, I wish I could. You want to trade places with me? Beautiful. Amen. You in a good place, young man. You on the prayer line 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, asking for God to help you, boy. You in a good place. You in a good place. I believe everything is. What's your name?
My name is Chandler Clemens.
Chandler. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I want you to, Bible says, you be encouraged. Amen. There is nothing like, and again, no disrespect, I think believers understand, but there is nothing like a man whose face is in God's face.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like it. And if
That's
you keep
true.
Your face in God's face and Amen. You just lead an intentional life. Whatever you're doing, you do it through prayer, and you do it with a prayerful plan. And I'm telling you, God will get into your natural plans, and he'll put his super on it. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come for you. Amen. The best is yet to come. God bless you. Stay in there. You stay on the boat. I don't care what comes, what goes, you hold on to God. There are going to be days that you don't understand, but you hold on to God. It's something beautiful that's going to happen to you. It's already happened. It's already happening. Amen. The kingdom has need of you. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. We're going to thank God for your openness. Amen. The testimonies and the prayer requests.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm calling in tonight because I'm requesting prayer for my niece, Jerica Thomas. She's been in and out of foster care, and she's been through a lot, and she's 19 years old, but thinks she's an adult in another way. But she has a lot of childish ways about her. And one thing I want the saints to pray with me, that she stop, think she should be able to go out with every man that she talked to on her phone. And but I'm trying to stand in the gap because I asked God to let me be able to do this. And if I wasn't able to do this, to not let her come into my home. But right now we're going through a battle, and I know I will win. But I would like for God to minister to her and let her know that I'm not her enemy. So I'm asking the saints to solicit prayer for me and strength because I'm of an age and I'm dealing with a teenager. So I don't understand a lot of things she's going through, but I'm trying to do it God's way. You're pretty much for me, Sister Betty.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Sister Betty, I want you to realize I don't know all things, amen, but normally people with that, young people or anybody with that background, they deal with the spirit of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the spirit of rejection, they are seeking to be accepted. And oftentimes you'll do anything to be accepted, and because you run to anything, oftentimes those things just seek to use you, and they experience rejection all over again. And even in the form of arguments and punishment that appears to them to be another form of rejection, so they fight. You know, they resist. They're seeking out, and it's just going to call for patience. And you call, you know, in prayer for that spirit of rejection to, you pray against the spirit of rejection. And you pray prayers of the beloved because we are accepted. We are a part of the beloved. Amen. Is she a believer?
No, not yet.
Okay. And you are. Amen. So you ask the Lord to help you to show her that you love her. Oftentimes your discipline, which discipline is needed, but you may need to ask the Lord for wisdom on how to let her feel loved, you know, let her feel the love, and prayerfully that will allow her to feel accepted. She's just trying to fill that void. But bless you for stepping in, amen, the gap, amen, and taking on this task to save, and you stand, amen, in love, amen. And we pray that the grace of God gives you everything you need, amen. And I don't know if Evangelist Bradley, you're into this, but PNN, all those that are listening in, we have people from around the world, amen. But Sister Betty, where are you located?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida. Okay, amen. If there is resources that anyone on this line knows of that can be pulled together, you know, maybe there are some helps, there is some counseling, or there's something in that area that can pose some help, amen. Maybe we can filter that, you know, in that direction. And we pray that maybe, that God helps her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Come against the spirit of rejection in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor, in Jesus' name. There's nothing too hard.
Yeah,
is there anyone else? Is there anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Kim. That was my 19-year-old son, Chandler. I'm calling in, yes, to pray for him and me. I am looking for my first house, and I'm asking to pray for me that the house I will find, that God will give me favor and to know that is the house that God wants me to have, that no kind of scams or anything, that he will, you know, that nothing trying to get over me, to give me the right payments and everything that goes with that house. And I'm just asking for you all to pray for me that I will be stronger. Me and my two sons, I'm a single mom. I've raised my sons, and I thank God. Wasn't easy, but through it all, I did it. Put them through school and everything. So I thank God. Special guys have talent, can beat the drum like I don't know what. I am so proud of them. You know, yeah. I just want to go higher, put God first, and I try to tell them and, you know, and give them guidance and hoping that it's the right guidance and, you know, to see my light. I'm not perfect, but I'm striving every day. But y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Good job, Mama. Good job.
Just a
little word of wisdom. They used to say, as you said something about the right payment, they used to say that a quarter of your income, you shouldn't have anything. Maybe now I hear moving up to 30%, but make sure that mortgage rate is staying, you know, around that 30%.
Okay.
And you got stable income and you save, and they can't scam you when you're right in that area there.
Yeah.
But 30% of your income, you're going through a real bank. Amen. They gonna give you a book full of paperwork to fill out. Kim, you're on a good road. You're being a good example for your kids.
Thank
amen. And you taking them to church.
Oh, they go.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When you be that example, I got one that's a drummer too. And that drummer, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, y'all, but he was the baddest of all three of my churn. Goodness gracious,
yeah.
That thing was bad for a while. But he's
my
the one with the biggest personality. He plays those drums around Baton Rouge, and God has blessed him. Amen. And I pray similar blessings upon your child, or even more.
Thank you so much.
In Jesus' name. You just keep doing what you're doing. And God just has a way of getting in our stuff. You hear me? The Bible says, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct that path. Man's ways are established when his thoughts are given to God. If you give your thoughts and your desires to him, and even if you got to make a decision, Lord, you be with me. Lord, this is the best decision I know. You help me. Seek
God
counsel, amen, and God will. He will help you. Honor him. And he will honor you. Bless you, Mother Kim.
Yes,
bless you.
Thank
amen.
You,
God. Is there anyone else? This is a wonderful, wonderful
hello?
Time. Hello.
Yes, praise the Lord. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Bruce and his family on the loss of his father-in-law this morning.
Amen. Bruce lost
his
father-in-law.
Yes, sir.
Man, we will be praying.
Thank you so much.
Bless you. Yes, yes, ma'am. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Bless Lord. Comfort. Give strength. In Jesus' name. Evangelist Bradley, do you see anyone else?
I see someone else trying to get over on the platform. They were just press star 6 again so we can see if we can get them over. And we'll press star 6, caller.
That's the name of Jesus. Praise you. We glorify you. Vanessa Bradley, are they still there?
They're clicking, trying to... Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
I don't hear the clicking again. Okay, it looks like it's clear, man of God.
Okay. Amen. I encourage you, if it's something you need to say, say it. Amen. But as I was just meditating today, I didn't do a lot of studying today, but just wrote down some notes, and the word finish came to mind. The word finish. We got to get to the other side, and there's something about finish it. You got to tell yourself that I have to finish. I got to finish. I got to finish my course. I'm into this little reality show. It's called amazing race. It's where groups of people, they take and go all around the world trying to beat people at different destinations, and they have different tasks they have to complete, and they go all around the world, Africa and China and India and different places, and there are times in the race when someone thinks that they are behind and they think to quit because they feel like they've lost. And you could see them, the cameras do a good job. It'll capture them looking discouraged and dejected. But something within them just keeps them going. And oftentimes they feel like they could see the last one there is the one that goes home. Because they felt like they fell behind, and they felt like they didn't go fast enough, they would think about quitting. But oftentimes, more times than you would think, they would get across that finish line looking to be rejected. And normally they are not the last one there, and they are able to go on. So what I'm asking you to is to finish. It does not matter what it looks like. It does not matter how much pain it's costing you. It does not matter or what it looks like in the rearview mirror. You have to finish with God. And I'm telling you, see, you got to realize that you are natural, but God is super. And when you get the super with your natural, now you have the supernatural. And there is nothing that's too hard for God. I just want to encourage the people of God. Thank God for the testimonies, amen. As we saw even in the beginning of our testimonies of those, amen, testimonies of triumph. We had a young lady somewhere around a year ago that was calling for healing for cancer. And now not only has God healed her of cancer, but now she's pregnant, not with one, but with two. That sound like the trials of Job, and God is rewarding her double for her trouble. I encourage you, people of God, to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. We pray for Evangelist Murray right now. Amen. We ask you to continue her on the path of healing. Make her way complete in Jesus' name. We thank you for her pressing through the pain. And even in her sacrifice, she was able to bless somebody else. May that be the believer's anthem in Jesus' name. If you deem us, amen, to go through trials, go through struggles, and make my living, help us not our living to not be in vain in Jesus' name. Bless. Amen. Continue to bless Evangelist Murray. Look upon Gwen right now. She's looking for better opportunities, working for opportunities, Lord. You've taken her from one level to the next, Lord. Now we ask you to take her from faith to faith and glory to glory. Help her to see a part of you that she have not yet seen, God. We thank you for her encouragement, her pushing on in you. Amen. But let her know, oh God, that the best is yet to come. Take her to new heights, oh God, deeper depths in you. Help her to know you in a greater way. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Bless this family, God. The queen, amen, is over this, looking over this family, oh God. The grandfather that hit that baby, that may even be killed that baby, we ask you to give him comfort right now. Yes, help him, oh God, understand that there is a Masonic message. Lord, I can't fix it, but you can. May he look up and live in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, oh God, give Sister Queen the ability. Oh, how about
Amen.
Bless them in Jesus' name. We ask you to bless Mother, her sisters, Mary and Martha, in Jesus' name. Bless that one to give her that appetite that gives her the strength to be healed. Bless the leg in Jesus' name. Look upon, oh God, Brother Hakeem, in Jesus' name. Make those crooked rays straight in the name of, oh God, make him say yes to your will, God. We ask you to give that judge, oh God, a pliable heart, God. You said the heart of the king is in the hand of God, in Jesus' name. Oh, bless that young man, oh God, that seeks to bless his mother, Lord God. I think it's Kim's son, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Bless him with the job he needs, God. First of all, bless him with the revelation of who you are. Teach him how to walk with you, God. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Bless, O God, the niece, O God. That
bless,
deal
O God.
With the spirit of rejection. Let there be an, a divine exception, O God. A divine acceptance in
Jesus'
name. O God, look upon the Bruce family, O God, this suffer loss, O God. But let them know that they too can be found in Jesus' name. Give them strength. Give them encouragement. In the name of Jesus. We
in
pray that thy kingdom come. That thy will be done in earth. Let this word be an encouragement. Let this time be an encouragement to your people. PNN and those, O God, that is forward in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Don't let them, O God, go without God. Peter asked the question, Lord, we've given up all to follow you. Oh, God, let them, oh, God, see their blessings now and even in life eternal in Jesus' name. Refresh them. Oh, God, bless them as only you can. Hey, Charabosa, we give you glory. We give you honor. Let your anointing break and destroy yokes and tear down walls. Cover us up under the blood of Jesus. Heal us, deliver us, and set us free. Call us the people of God, the sons of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we promise to lift the name of Jesus higher than we lift any other name. Break and destroy yokes, God. Slay our giants in the name of Jesus. We command Jericho walls to fall down flat in Jesus' name. As they are asked the question, shall, hallelujah, the captive be delivered in the name of Jesus? The answer was yes. The captive of the mighty, they shall be delivered in Jesus' name. Break the back of our enemy in Jesus' name. Dash his tools into pieces. In the Satan, you are a liar. In the father thereof. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah, let there be restoration. Hallelujah, let there be strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, let the name of the Lord be lifted. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us, O God, the grace to finish in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to get to the other side in the
name
of Jesus. And teach us how to go through the storm like you did, God.
Help us
to find peace in the midst of the storm, God.
Yes,
we pray that your name receive all of the honor, all of the glory, all of the praise.
Jesus.
Bless Evangelist Bradley, oh God. Bless her team. In the name of Jesus, let your virtue flow to them. In the name of Jesus, don't let them go without. In Jesus' name, amen, we pray. Amen, and we give it into the hands of Evangelist Bradley. Thank you all.
Amen.
For the opportunity. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, people of God. And as we always say, that's a good place right there. Amen. To just lift up your voices. Come on and let's lift up our voices and give God praise on today. Come on and press through on tonight. Hallelujah. And let's just give him a praise. The lines are open on tonight. Glory to God. So we just want to lift our voices and give him praise. Hallelujah for what he's done. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to the name.
I want to lift those voices. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. We glorify him on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I just said all of that and just realized my phone was on mute. Amen. But we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God. We thank him. Glory be to God for how he just orchestrated everything. Thank him for how he just brought the testimonies that bore witness, glory be to God, to what the Lord just bore witness to the word. Amen. And we thank God for that on tonight. Amen. We bless God for you. Thank you, people of God. Amen. For being with us, for staying right here with us on tonight. Amen. I tell men of God, I say, amen. This people, I tell you, they're with us from the beginning to the end. I've never seen anything like it. Amen, but listen, it is just all God, and we just thank the Lord for it on tonight. Thank God for your patience, amen, and at this time, we're going to ask, amen, our advisor, Evangelist Fawn, if she would come over, amen, and bless our speaker for tonight, amen. Glory to God, you're on the platform. Take your phone off mute. There you go. Go ahead, Evangelist. Okay, now take your phone off of mute. There you go. Go ahead. If you start speaking, we should be able to hear you. Press star 6. There you go. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Just bear with us, people of God, if we try to get her over here. Amen. You're on the platform, Evangelist. Just press, take your phone off mute, okay? Amen.
Man.
Now we can hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. We have really enjoyed the word on tonight. Amen. Coming from Pastor Simmons. Amen. And we just thank God. Amen. My soul has been blessed. Amen. Just listen to the testimonies on tonight. Amen. And we're just going to offer up prayer tonight. Praise God. Amen. Ask everyone, amen, to just tune your hearts and minds in. Praise God. And pray for the speaker. And on tonight, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because the Lord is truly blessed on tonight. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Lord, for another day. Lord, we thank you for what our heart have heard. Praise God. And received. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for the anointing of God that destroyed the yokes tonight. Lord, I want you to remember the speaker, Lord, Pastor Simmons on tonight, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to strengthen him. Continue, Lord, to let him have the spirit, oh God, Lord, continue to keep on keeping on, God, sharing the good news in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, the news, good news that lift up, bow down heads, oh God, Lord, that set the captives free, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you continue to strengthen him, glory to God, Lord, to restore him, oh God, renew him, oh God, revive him again, hallelujah, oh God, Lord, that all that he has given to us, Lord, that you restore him back a thousandfold, Lord, to bless his family, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless his ministry, hallelujah. Bless his going out and his coming in. Hallelujah. Let him not want for nothing, God, but meet every need in his life in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all that you have in store for Pastor tonight. And Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the obedience. We thank you, oh God, for his patience. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much on tonight. Amen. For offering the prayer. Amen. For the man of God. We do thank God again for the man of God for taking out the time to come and be with us, taking time out of his busy schedule. Amen. I tell you, truly, this word on tonight has been a word unto the body of Christ. Amen. So much he has given out on tonight, and we're so grateful, amen, for it on tonight. Just such a compassionate heart. Just, you could just feel the pastoring spirit coming from him, the love, the concern for the people of God. And we do thank God on tonight. Amen. And people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. You can certainly get your own copy. Once you get your copy, we want to ask you to please, ma'am, please, sir, send it out. Send it out to somebody. Share it with somebody. Amen. We have been so blessed, and we are so blessed here at PNN, and we just want to get the word out and bless someone else. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers. Amen. Glory to God, whereby you can text and get the broadcast link sent directly to your phone. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for international callers, you can text us via WhatsApp, and the number that you would text is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. And we will get that copy of the broadcast sent to you. We try to get it to you as expeditiously as possible. You can certainly get a copy of the broadcast, again, sent directly to your phone. Amen. We're just grateful to you, grateful to the Lord. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Also, don't forget, you can go out to the Prayer News Network Facebook page and listen to the broadcast as well there. Amen. You can get it, send it there, tag somebody, send it via Messenger. You can get it there as well. Amen. But we appreciate the Lord for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Looks like we lost our speaker. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. So at this time, amen. Glory to God. We're just going to bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. And pray that the Lord would bless us and cover us and seal this anointing. Feel what the Lord has done on tonight. Amen. Father, we give you thanks now. We give you praise. We thank you for all that you've done. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We're asking you on tonight to help us to hide this word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover us now in your shed blood. Cover us in this anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would stir our hearts even the more. Help us to give, Father, of that we have received, that others may be blessed. We thank you on tonight. Help us to press and praise our way through in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, we're just going to open the line for our close, and we just want to lift our voices one more time. Amen. We just want to lift our voices one more time. Glory be to God. Amen. And give God praise before we leave the line. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace on tonight, giving God praise, giving God thanks, giving him glory for the great and mighty things that he has done. Amen. God bless you. We'll look to see you tomorrow night
in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
She got to go to the doctor. I heard damage. What happened with it?
It just got what she said. I don't understand. And she don't understand. I don't know.
Did she try to get Chris reprogram it? Did she try to reset it?
Yeah, it cut the call through.
And then it stopped.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Call me later.
What's your name?
Yeah, but I mean,
know, with all this commotion and stuff like that, that's
okay,
well,
that's kind of all
right
on your cover
call. Mm-hmm. Next
cover call,
stay stuff in
there?
Mm-mm. I'm going to just move it in there. Moving in there behind my bed. Sit it up in there. I'm going
to
get a smaller table. I'm going to get a table half this size. And I might have to get a... I might have to get a desk with a, so that I can sit my monitors on top, like, it can be done now, it can be done. I'm going to take that dresser from over there on the side and put it over there on that side right there. Let me see about the small desk. Okay. All right, you too, Mom. And this one is not bad. This is perfect. Mm-hmm.